come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Merry Christmas, Janet.
Merry Christmas. Oh, what is that?
It's a sprig of mistletoe. I figure this way is easier than hanging it up and waiting for some girl to walk under it.
Uh-huh.
It's my own invention. I'm thinking of getting a patent on it. Merry Christmas, Chrissy.
Merry Christmas, Jack. Fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Ho, ho, ho.
La, 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 la.
You chopped off my sprig, Scrooge.
Oh, Jack.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, why don't we open our presents now?
Oh, boy. Okay. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Let's open them right here. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
For you?
It's for you.
Why don't you go first, Chrissy?
Oh, okay. Oh, I love Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
No, I was named after today.
Your real name is Sunday?
Oh, Christmas. Chrissy is short for Christmas.
Did you know that?
Sure. Oh, Janet, I love it. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. I always thought it was short for Christine.
No.
Christmas snow?
Well, my father was a big fan of Bing Crosby.
Oh, perfume. Thank you, Chrissy. 1,001 nights. If it gets me just one, I'll be happy.
Oh, thank you, Janet.
Oh, wear them well, Jack.
Oh, thank you, Chrissy.
Why didn't you tell me you were getting him socks?
Why didn't you tell me you were getting him socks?
Because I bought mine after you bought yours.
Oh, no, I'm sure I bought mine last.
I bet you
did. Hey, girls, 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 it's Christmas, remember? Goodwill to all women. I love both pairs of socks.
I'm sorry, Chrissy.
Oh, I'm sorry, too,
oh,
Janet.
Silly.
And now... Janet, this is for you.
Thank you, Jack.
This is for you, Christmas.
Thank you, Jack.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on top, making spirits.
Oh, Jack, this is perfect.
Thank you.
This is super.
Well, I must admit I do have a knack for getting the right thing for the right people.
Oh, hey, Chrissy. Wouldn't this go perfect with your new peasant blouse?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, and this would be great with your new black outfit, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, Jack, thank you. It's just what we needed.
Thank you. That's just what I needed. I'll go in and start the breakfast.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's just this is my first Christmas away from home. We used to have chestnuts and sing carols around the tree. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing through this way.
Let nothing you dismay.
Oh, I'm not sad. It's just that we used to go listen to my father preach, and then we'd have open house. Oh, everybody loves Daddy's parties, even the local rabbi. In fact, once he tried to teach him Onward Christian Soldiers, and it came out like Hava Nagila.
Gee, Chrissy, I thought your father was a real stern minister.
Oh, he is, except when he's having fun. Oh, and he always has fun at Christmas. Gee, I'm going to really miss having a party today.
No, you're not.
Why?
We'll have a Chrissy Christmas party right here.
Oh, Jack, what a great idea!
Thank you very kindly.
Oh. Oh, guys, we don't have to worry about making noise. The Ropers went to Mrs. Roper's brother's for the whole weekend.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Who are we going to invite?
I know who I'm going to invite.
Who?
I'm going to invite the most sensual, sexy, seductive woman you ever saw.
Well, you can't invite one of us. We're already here.
I mean the luscious Liz Martin. I really dig her. She's built like a... Hi, gorgeous, it's me. Listen, I have just been overcome by lust, and I've got a crude proposition to... Oh, hello, Mrs. Martin. Could I speak to your daughter? And a Merry Christmas to you, too.
I'll call Mark.
Who's Mark?
Oh, he's her latest. He's kind of an actor, sort of.
Oh, really? What's he done?
Well, oh, remember last week we saw that Ibsen play on TV, Hedda Gabler?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was the one who sprayed the deodorant and went, ooh.
And Hedda Gabler?
No, Jack, in the commercial, remember? Ooh.
Oh, the star of Armpit Theater. I'll go check breakfast.
Hi, Mark. Hey, listen, we're having a party here tonight. Can you come? Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Isn't he coming?
No, he's busy. Mm. He's got another commercial to do. He's going to be the voice of a freeze-dried pea.
Oh. Gee, Chrissy, that's too bad.
That's really a tough acting job. What's a pea sound like?
Pardon?
Listen, I have an idea. Let's make out a list of all the people that we want to invite to our party.
Oh, Jenna, that's good thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what about Michael Keeler?
Oh, don't invite him. Oh, every time he has a drink, it goes straight to his hands.
Well, okay, all right, but just so we invite more guys than girls, I want them fighting over me.
Oh.
That's okay with me. All I need is one girl who likes to say yes.
Sure.
Well, you know what these parties can develop into with any luck.
I have never been so ashamed in all my life. I'm not surprised they asked us to leave.
Well, your brother was picked up for drunken driving, wasn't he?
Well, you didn't have to remind him about it over and over again all night long. They'll never ask us back.
Good. Then it wasn't a complete waste of time, was it?
What?
The only time they invite us to visit is when they have something they want to show off. Like last year, they had the radio-controlled garage door. Remember, I stood out in the pouring rain watching it go up and down, up and down?
That's no excuse for doing what you did in their fish tank.
It was the cheap wine they served.
You didn't have to pour it in. Those poor guppies will be drunk for days.
It's good for them. Fish are supposed to drink. I'm sure you heard the expression, he drinks like a fish.
Yeah, there's another one I've heard, too. Stupid is as stupid does. Oh, my God, what a Christmas this is gonna be.
Oh, you can't come. Oh, gee, well, that's a shame. Where are you going? Oh, to the Stevens party. Well, listen, have a wonderful Christmas. Yeah, see you. Well, that's it, group. That's the last name on our list.
Nobody wants to come to our party.
That's because nearly all of them are going to the Stevens party in the next building. Sounds like it's going to be fabulous.
Hey, how come we weren't invited? I know Betty Stevens.
Yeah, and I know Jimmy.
We were invited to their Thanksgiving party.
Yeah, what'd you do to get them mad at us?
We took you.
Me, what did I do?
Your juggling act with their best china.
It's the first time I ever missed.
Well, I guess we'll just have to settle for a quiet Christmas among the three of us.
Hi, Chrissy.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I thought you went away for the weekend.
So did I.
Well, what happened?
Well, I don't think that Stanley and my brother get along very well together.
What makes you think that?
They keep hitting each other. Hey, listen, I got a great idea. Now, are you kids doing anything special tonight?
Not a thing.
No, no.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Why? What?
Yeah, well, I just thought since Stanley and me are sort of on our own, you know, and you guys aren't going anyplace, that maybe you could come downstairs and have a Christmas party with us.
Oh, well,
we'd love to, wouldn't we, Janet? Oh, yeah, thank you very much for asking.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, listen, I'll bake a cake and we'll play spin the bottle and everything. And... See you later.
Bye.
Spin the bottle. That's my very favorite game next to pin the tail on the donkey.
Jack, I think it's really nice of Mrs. Roper to think of us.
It's not my idea of an exciting Christmas, you know. Hello? Oh, hi, Jimmy. It's Jimmy Stevens.
What?
Huh? What do you mean, why didn't we answer your invitation? We never got your invitation. Well, it must have gotten lost in the mail. Sure we would. Yeah, thanks for calling. Bye-bye, Jimmy. Guess what?
We're going to the Stevens party.
Yes!
We're going to the Stevens.
We're going to the Stevens.
No, we are not. We are going to the Ropers.
No.
Chrissy.
No, Jack, we can't go to the Stevens. We promised Mrs. Roper we'd go downstairs. And it might be fun.
Anything would be more fun than that. Whale gutting in the Arctic, for instance.
I am really surprised at you, Jack. Christmas is supposed to be a festive season, and all you can think about is enjoying yourself.
She is right. I mean, if we don't turn up, it'd be a lousy trick to play on the Ropers.
And if we do turn up, it'll be a lousy trick to play on us.
You don't want to spoil Mrs. Roper's Christmas, do you? Wait a minute, Jack. Wait a minute. Mr. Roper will be asleep by 9:30. He always is.
Hey, that's right. Then we can cut out and go to the Stevens party.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Why don't you wear the socks I gave you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, we can take this bottle of wine down with us. It's almost full.
Chrissy, that's cooking wine.
Oh, good. Then we can drink it while Mrs. Roper's cooking.
Chrissy.
Why aren't you wearing the socks that I gave you?
Try to make yourself look festive, Stanley.
What do you want me to do, stick holly up my nose? I don't know why you invited them to come down here in the first place.
Because it's Christmas. They're here. Did you brush your teeth?
Yeah, why?
You might want to smile or something.
Merry Christmas. Sure was nice of you to ask us down. Jack's been talking about nothing else all day.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, oh my, what a nice
plastic Christmas tree.
It's pine scented. It works as an air freshener, too. Well, sit yourselves down.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. I'd love it.
Drink, Stanley.
I'm getting them, Helen. The Scotch is 7 years old, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes. I was with him the day he opened the bottle.
I like the wreath on your door.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's a really... I saw the wreath. Wow. It's very, very green.
Well, that was a present from my brother Billy. It came wrapped around Stanley's neck.
Try to strangle me with it.
Billy has good intentions.
Here we are.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Roper.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Cheers. Jack, you know your socks don't match?
Oh, well, it's the latest thing.
Yeah. He has another pair just like it upstairs.
So I got a pair down here, and then I got another one upstairs.
Well, what should we play?
I don't like games.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I know. I can show you one of my card tricks. Where are the cards, Helen?
They're in the bedroom. See, I play a lot of solitaire in bed. Nuts! Oh, I forgot the nuts.
Stop thinking about the party next door.
I can't.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself. Come on, you two. We are going to have fun.
Right. Okay, Jack. Here, take these cards. All right. Now I'm going to use my mentalist powers to try... You're not supposed to shuffle them.
Nuts, everybody. Oh, my. Jack, you look so pensive. Penny for your thoughts.
I was just thinking about whale gutting in the Arctic.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, Chrissy, take a card. Any card. Not that one. Put that one back. Here, take a card.
Oh, that's very good.
I'm not finished yet.
Yeah. It goes on for hours.
Well, it's very good so far.
Okay, I'm concentrating. Your card is a seven. Seven of diamonds.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. I don't know how you do it.
Well, it's very deceptive, see? You gotta use your hands
before... This is the two of clubs.
What?
I know. I didn't want to spoil the trick.
I'll get it.
Come on, Jack. Get your fingers moving. On the piano.
Oh, would you? Oh, Jack, I didn't even know you played.
Neither did I, but we all got to learn sometime.
Who was that on the phone, Stanley?
That was your brother. He found your earrings.
Where were they?
In the punch bowl. Well, that's nice. Has he been playing long?
No, he just started just now. Actually, he used to play the violin, but the beer glass kept sliding off.
I sing, you know. I sing. You know the road to Mandalay?
If you do, now's the time to take it.
Never mind. Just play a chord, any chord.
Oh, give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. barrel of fun. Everybody. Roll out the barrel. We got the blues on the run.
Isn't this fun?
A shanty, an old shanty
town. Oh, very good.
We're a trained seal.
What else do you want to say? Do you know I'm walking behind you on your wedding day?
Oh, I hope not.
Well, maybe that's enough singing for tonight.
Oh, now maybe we can do something fun.
Oh, I got a surprise. I got a surprise for everybody.
Oh, guys. Roper is never going to go to sleep. He's just now getting his second wind.
Everybody dance.
Must you?
Oh, you really have to go, Jack?
Afraid so. I need that sleep. I don't want to drag you two away, so.
Oh, no. We'll come to bed with you.
What?
I mean, at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry you have to leave so soon.
It's just as well, Helen. I'd like to turn in early myself.
Great, Mr. Roper. Thank you. I'd like to say it's been a pleasant evening.
Yeah, I'd like to say that, too.
Oh, well, we'll make it again sometime soon.
Yes, perhaps next Christmas, maybe. I did it. They couldn't break me. I kept my sanity.
They'll hear you. Come on, we can still make it to the Stevens party in plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. Now we can meet some interesting people.
Yeah, let's go. I don't know how you could do it, Stanley.
Do what?
Break your own record for most boring evening. You drove those kids out of here.
I did, didn't I?
You were terrible.
I was, wasn't I?
What are you grinning about?
There's a method to my madness, Helen. You know that phone call? That wasn't your brother.
It wasn't?
No, we're invited to the Stevens big party after all. I knew my bugle would send those kids upstairs.
Oh, yeah, and you knew how much I wanted to go to this Stevens party.
Yeah, maybe now we'll meet some interesting people.
I hope you're not mad at us, Mrs. Roper. I just want to apologize once again. We should have told you about the Stevens party.
Oh, don't be silly, Jack. The look on Stanley's face when he walked in and saw you, that was worth everything. Here, I'll take him now.
Okay,
Stanley.
Oh,
hang on. Mrs. Roper, why don't you let us help you get him to bed?
Oh, no, that's all right. Just put him under the tree. I'll unwrap him in the morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Stanley.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.